خستن. بیتم دونی
Every parent wants what's best for their children. It's true.
每个父母都想自己的孩子是最好的，这个是真实的。
I want what's best for my kids.
我也都希望我的孩子成为最好。
And similarly, I think every parent wants their child to be great.
同样，我认为每一个父母都期望孩子成为最优秀。
That's why I say moms want great kids.
之所以我所讲望子成龙。
It was Mother's Day last week.
上一个星期是母亲节。
We honored the work that moms do to make their kids great.
我们向所有为着孩子能够成才的妈妈发出衷心的敬意。
And dads also want great kids.
当然父亲也都期望孩子成才。
I've seen this at the Chinese church.
这个是我在华人教会中司空见惯的事。
I've been working as a youth pastor here at CBCGL for 6 years now.
我在挪威以为圣经教会作为青年牧师已经有六年的时间。
And I can tell you how I've seen parents who want their kids to be great.
我可以话俾大家听，我见过几多嘅父母希望自己孩子成才。
Moms want their kids to be great, meaning that they want their child to be first.
作为妈妈嘅都盼望自己孩子成才，意思系佢哋希望自己嘅孩子排第一。
Dads want their kids to be first in the class.
佢哋希望自己孩子喺全班里边攞第一。
And moms want their kids to be head of the class, the valedictorian.
妈妈更加希望自己孩子能够全级的第一，成为毕业生代表去致告别词。
The valedictorian is someone who does so well in their class that they get the last word.
作为告别当中讲最后一番说话的那一位。
Moms and dads want their son or daughter to be in charge, to be the one calling the shots.
父母更加希望自己孩子能够成为领袖，能够发号施令。
They want their kids to be a leader in their field, to be making important decisions.
成为他们专业领域中那个的领导者作出重要的决定。
They want their children to be people who have respect, authority, or power.
成为受人尊敬有权有能之士。
Parents want their kids to be great.
家长们都盼望自己仔女成为出人头地。
But kids desire greatness for themselves as well.
小朋友也都希望自己出类拔萃。
This is seen as kids as young as infants.
这个就好像从幼儿开始就已经有。
Kids have this innate desire to be first.
小朋友从小就想攞第一。
Toddlers, when they play, usually they play by themselves.
幼儿当他们玩的时候。
But when they play with other kids, they have to be the best or have the biggest portion.
他们自己玩，但是当跟其他朋友玩的时候，他就想拿第一，拿最多的。
They desire to take the attention or to be first in the eyes of their parents or their teachers.
但是他们连其他孩子那些玩具都想拿过来，希望得到父母的注意，或者老师眼中那个第一名。
Kids show that they want to be great by bossing their friends around.
小孩子很喜欢去指点自己的朋友或者弟兄姐妹怎样去做事。
Or maybe their siblings, or even trying to tell their parents what to do.
甚至告诉父母应该怎样去做。
Even as kids grow up, they still desire to be great.
即使那个小孩子成长，他们仍然希望去成为杰出。
They hope to be things like firefighters, or astronauts, or Olympic medalists.
他们希望成为消防员、太空员，或者奥运奖牌的得主。
They desire to do great things.
他们有伟大的愿望。
Teenagers also want to be great, but perhaps in a different way.
青少年也都胸怀大志，或许是表达方式不一样。
As teenagers navigate the changes that come, they want to be noticed or to be accepted for who they are.
当他们步入青春期的时候，去摸索随之而来的变化，他们希望被人注视。
Even teenagers want to be seen as great or popular or famous.
他们希望被人接纳，让人去看得出他们那个出类拔萃的地方。
In short, they're seeking recognition.
他们希望被注意。
This desire for greatness is not limited to parents and kids.
甚至这些小孩子想受人注意，不单止是当他们小的时候。
The United States makes great boasts about being the greatest country in the world.
这个国家也都去自称为世界最强的国家。
And in this environment, the jobs that we take seem to require that we are great.
而在这个环境底下，我们工作似乎要我们成为最顶尖的那一群。
Because given the job market, unless our work is the greatest or our product is the greatest, we will quickly be replaced or fired, or our jobs will be outsourced.
因为现在这个市场经济，除非我们工作是最优秀的，我们产品是最优质的，否则我们很快就会被取代。
Even American entertainment is centered on the pursuit of greatness.
就算是现在那个的娱乐市场，也都去自称为最强大的。
Why else do we have the Super Bowl, or the Stanley Cup, or the World Series, or the NBA Championships?
否则，如果唔系，我哋点会有超级杯、世界系列或者美国嗰个职业篮球联赛呢啲嘅杯赛咧
？Reality TV shows have exploded on the entertainment market with people trying to be the greatest chef。
写实嗰啲嘅电视节目充斥住娱乐市场，个个都系想争第一，做一流嘅厨师等等。
Or there are people who are seeking to be the best survivor。
或者成为最顽强嗰个嘅生存者。
Or the greatest match for an eligible bachelor.
或者做最绝配嗰个，成为最绝配嗰个单身汉。
Or the best voice in the competition.
或者得到最美声音嗰个嘅奖项。
Or a star who can dance the best.
成为最能够跳舞嗰个明星。
But with all this pursuit of greatness, do we even know where we are aiming?
但在呢啲一切追求伟大嘅同时，我哋知道我哋追求目标系乜嘢咩？
Let me ask you, what is it that makes a person great?
让我去问大家，是什么使一个人成为伟大？
What do we have to do to be great?
你需要做什么才算伟大？
Do you have to be first?
你必须拿第一吗？
Do you have to be in control?
你必须去操权吗？
Do you have to be respected or trusted or have authority?
你必须去受尊重，去被信任，或者不可或缺的吗？
Who is it that defines greatness anyway?
究竟是谁去定义伟大呢?
Whose greatness are you pursuing?
你在这里去追求哪一个的伟大呢?
To answer these questions, look at Matthew chapter 28.
要回答这些问题，让我们一起回到马太福音20章。
This story talks about greatness, what it is and how to achieve it.
这个故事讲到有关伟大是什么，以及如何去得到它。
The passage is,sharing a conversation between a mother and her sons with Jesus.
这段经文记载了一个母亲和她的孩子怎样跟耶稣怎样讲到有关伟大的事情。
And then the conversation between Jesus and the disciples.
再加上耶稣和门徒。
As we go through this passage this morning, we will see a number of things.
当我们仔细去观察这段经文的时候，我们将见到妈妈渴望那个是什么。
We'll see what this mom wants in verses 20 to 21.
妈妈的渴望记载在第五章二十章二十节到二十一节。
What Jesus answers.
耶稣的回答在二十二节到二十三节。
What the disciples want.
那个门徒的希望又是什么呢?
What Jesus wants.
跟着耶稣又再讲他渴望是什么。
And what Jesus does.
最后讲到耶稣做了一些什么事情。
Okay, I know that that sounds like a lot.But we'll go through it quickly.
我知道可能听起来很多，但我们会很快就一清二楚。
We'll look at each of these areas in order to see that we need to change our definition of what it means to be great.
我们要着眼看以上每一个部分，去让我们可以调整我们对伟大的理解，作一个重新的定义。
So look with me first at verses 20 to 21 to see what this mom and her sons request.
让我们先一起看看二十一节，这个妈妈向耶稣的请求是什么。二十节，西比泰那时，西比泰的儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。
Do you notice how she asks?
二十一节，耶稣说：你要什么呢？他说：愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你左边。你有注意到他所求的是什么吗？
She asked this initial question.
他问了一个初步的问题。
Just to see if Jesus is in the mood for questions.
他想看看耶稣是不是有心情去回答。
She says, can I ask you something?
他这样问，我可不可以问你一个问题呢？
And then she kneels.
然后他跪下来。
She's showing him respect, perhaps as a teacher or maybe even as a king, based on the second question she asked.
佢表達出佢對耶穌嗰個尊重，話佢對耶穌為一個嘅老師或者個君王。我哋喺第二個問題裏邊有得知呢個嘅事情。
And did you notice who's asking?
有冇見到係邊個去問呢？
This is the mother of James and John, but they are right there with her.
佢係雅各同埋約翰嘅媽媽，但係佢哋都係在場嘅。
When we find the story in the book of Mark, Mark doesn't include the mom in the story.
当我们看到马可福音的时候呢，没记载到妈妈那个的同在。
He doesn't include her not because she wasn't there, but because we see who really is asking. It's James and John.
他没记载妈妈是因为我们知道最终问那个问题的是雅各和约翰他们自己本身。
And they are asking through their mother.
他们是透过妈妈他们去问。
A number of commentators agree that this woman is likely Salome, which is the sister of Mary.
有很多解经家认为这个女人这个妈妈是叫做沙洛美是玛利亚的姊妹
That would make this woman Jesus' aunt
换句话即 是耶稣那个的阿姨
So James and John the sons of Zebedee are using their connections to get what they want
所以雅各和约翰这两个西比泰儿子好像是透过亲戚关系来到想得到他们所渴望的事、
But they had their own connections
但他们也有自己的那个关系
They were two of the 12 disciples
他们是12个门徒使徒当中的两个
In fact they were two of the 3 disciples that Jesus had in his inner circle
他们甚至是耶稣那三个入室弟子当中的两位
He told them everything and took them along even when he didn't take the other disciples along
耶稣将一切的事都去告诉他们即使是带到他们去其他门徒都没去过的地方
So here they're asking for something big.
在这里他们想求一件大事。
And they bring in the best.
他们将最好的那位带来。
They bring in their mom.
他将妈带来去助阵。
And she has faith in Jesus.
当然那个妈妈又相信耶稣。
We see that in verse 21 that she expects that Jesus will come into his kingdom.
我们从21节看到他相信耶稣是要进入他的国度里面。
It seems that James and John must have told her what Jesus had said back in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28.
看起来我们知道雅各和约翰可能有跟他妈妈说过耶稣在马太福音里面说过说话。在马太福音19章28节人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上你们也要坐在12个宝座上审判以色列12个支派。
So she trusted that Jesus was going to sit on his glorious throne.
所以他相信耶稣是要坐在他荣耀的宝座上面。
And she trusted that Jesus could give her whatever she asked.
他相信无论他求耶稣什么他都会答应。
She trusted that his word would make it happen.
他相信耶稣的话会应验。
So we know that the mother of James and John asked Jesus for something big on behalf of her boys.
所以我们知道雅各和约翰的母亲为他们的仔他请求一件大事。
But did you notice what she asks for?
你有没有注意到他是求什么呢?
She wants her sons to be great, even in the kingdom of God.
他希望他的孩子甚至在神的国度里面成为大。
And they want to be great too.
当然他们也希望成为大。
So she asks Jesus to have her sons James and John sit on his right and left when he comes into his kingdom.
所以他这样求耶稣希望他的孩子去到天国里面坐在耶稣的左边和右边。
These places were places of honor and authority.
这些位置代表着荣誉和权柄。
They were the best places you could sit to show your relationship to the king.
这个是表明了你和君王有美好的关系。
And these were the places that showed that you acted with the king's authority and had that special relationship with the king.
这些位置赐予了给君王的权力并代表了你和君王的特别的关系。
So by asking for these spots, they were asking for greatness.
所以他们这样去求耶稣
asking for greatness defined as power or the authority to rule over others
去求那个权柄就是好像去掌权一样
greatness defined by the ability to make the big decisions to be significant or recognized
那个的荣誉那个权柄就是要去被认可
and look at verses 22 to 23 to see what Jesus answers them
我们再看看22节23节耶稣怎么回答 二十二节咁样讲，佢话那少年人听见这话。二十二节，我要睇翻嗰个经文系乜嘢？耶稣会，或者大家一起来到去读那个的马太十九二十二节，二十章第二十二节。
I don't understand Cantonese.
我唔係好識聽廣東話，佢唔係好識聽廣東話。
But all of the use in the English translation, don't really convey what's going on.
喺嗰個翻譯當中所講嘅你，都冇嚟到去表達到係邊一個。
In the English translation, the you are plural.
喺英文或者原文嗰個嘅你係。
So Jesus knows that James and John are behind their mother's request, and so he answers to them.
所以这个母亲在请求的背后，去这样求耶稣。
He tells them, you don't know what you're asking.
但耶稣这样回答，你们都不知道你所求的是什么。
And this answer is gracious because Jesus is gracious.
这个回答已经是很恩慈，因为耶稣对他们有恩慈。
Just like James and John, we often ask Jesus for things that we do not understand what is required of for us to have them.
就好像雅各和约翰一样，我们经常去求神一些事情，我们根本都没有考虑到要付上的什么代价。
And James and John didn't know this when they asked.
那约翰和雅各都没有考虑到这一点。
But the only people in the Bible who are placed at Jesus' right and left hand are the ones who are hung on the cross next to him.
最后我们看到在圣经里面记载，在耶稣左边和右边的乃是那十字架上面的强盗。
So after this initial statement, Jesus asks them a question.
因此在耶稣这个回答之后，耶稣问了他们一个问题。
Can you drink the cup that I am to drink?
我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Here Jesus is being honest with them.
耶稣对他们很坦诚。
He is going to drink the cup.
他告诉他们他要喝。
But what is this cup?
是什么杯呢?
It is the cup of suffering.
这个是指着苦杯。
It's a common Old Testament metaphor that was frequently used for the outpouring of God's wrath.
是一个旧约中经常去指导神愤怒的一个比喻。
It is the cup that Jesus prayed would be taken from him when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这个杯也是耶稣在客西马尼园里面去祈求神挪开那个杯。
He prayed,let this cup pass from me, not as I will, but what you will.
耶稣这样祈求父啊，求你将这杯挪去，然而不要照我的意思，乃照着你的意思行。
And Jesus had told them just before this passage that suffering would come.
在这个经文之前呢，耶稣已经告诉他们听，苦难是会临到他的身上边。
Sure, he had talked about his kingdom in chapter 19, and they were excited about that.
当然在第十九章的时候，他又讲到他的国度要来临。
But in their excitement, they seemed to miss out on the fact that Jesus told them the way that the kingdom would come.
但是他们高兴的同时呢，他们好像忘记了耶稣说过这个天国来临的方式是怎样的。
He told them in verses 17 to 19 that he was going to suffer and be crucified and rise on the third day.
在第17-19节，他预言自己想要受苦，被钉在十字架上面，然后第三日复活。
So we see that the way to glory was the path of suffering.
所以我们看得出，通往荣耀的道路是受苦的。
The path of exaltation was the path of humiliation.
梦荣之先是要有谦卑的。
The way up was the way down.
将要被高举的是要被先降为卑。
Jesus asked, can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink?
耶稣这样问，你能喝我要喝这杯吗？
And they answer, yeah, we can do it.
他们这样说，我们能，我们可以喝这杯。
So he tells them, you will certainly definitely drink the cup.
所以耶稣回答他们，你一定，你会去喝这杯的。
He tells them that they will suffer, and they did.
他告诉他们听，你们会受苦，然后他们果然是受到苦了。
Acts chapter 2 verse 12 tells us that James was put to death by the sword of Herod.
在使徒行传第十二章二节，他告诉我们雅各被希律王的刀处死。
Revelation 1:9 shows us that John was persecuted to the point of being exiled to an island called Patmos.
启示录亦都话俾我哋听，约翰被迫害流放到白摩海岛上边。
And in spite of their suffering, Jesus isn't the one who assigns the places of honor.
尽管佢哋受咗好多苦，但耶稣并唔系赐佢哋荣誉嗰一位。
He shows that he's still dependent on his Father when he says.To sit at my right hand or my left is not for me to grant.
耶稣咁样讲，然而佢赐嗰个位置嘅系天父，佢咁话，只系坐在我左右，不是我可以赐的。
We've seen what this mom wants for her boys.
我哋啱啱睇到呢个妈妈对孩子所求嘅系乜嘢。
We see what Jesus answered.
我哋见到耶稣点样回答。
And now we'll see what the disciples want.
我哋而家睇下门徒点样样，门徒所希望嘅系乜嘢。
Look at Matthew chapter 20, verse 24.
然后我们一起看看第24节。那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们的弟兄二人。
The disciples become indignant.
他们变得很气愤。
They were angry or ticked, more than just a little bit upset.
他们不单只是很生气，很激动，不是静止不满。
They became indignant.Because they were offended that James and John were trying to take the best place in Jesus' kingdom.
他们突然之间的气愤是因为雅各和约翰去试图在耶稣国度里面占据最好的地位。
And they're angry because they want the same thing.
他们愤怒是因为他们都同样想得到。
They want to be first and greatest.
他们希望成为第一位，最伟大的位。
And so they resent that James and John had asked that for themselves.
所以他们去恨恶雅各和约翰，他们先为自己去争取。
So now the conversation turns to Jesus and his disciples.
所以耶稣现在回应那个门徒的问题。
Jesus responds by telling them what he wants.
耶稣去告诉他们他所要的是什么。
Jesus wants them to redefine greatness.
耶稣希望他们能够去重新定义何为伟大。
That's what he talks about in verses 25 to 27.
这个是他在25节到27节这样讲。耶稣叫了他们过来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权掌管他们，只是你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为首就必作你们的用人，谁愿为首就必作你们的仆人。
Jesus wants them to redefine greatness.
耶稣希望他们能够重新定义伟大。
And you see how he does it.
还有看到他怎样做。
Jesus is kind.
他有恩慈。
He doesn't rebuke the disciples or turn away from them in anger based on their sin of self-centeredness.
他不因为他们那个自我中心的罪而去责备那些门徒或者转离他们。
Instead, Jesus calls them to himself.
相反，他叫门徒去到他的身边，
and then he redefines greatness.
然后去重新定义给他们听。
In verse 25, we see that Jesus points to the examples of the rulers of the Gentiles and the great ones.
在25节我们看到耶稣指向那些外邦统治者，他们对伟大的个定义是什么。
Great in this verse is the way we typically think of great.
在这个经文里面我们看到那个的伟大不是我们所平常所认为的。
It's typically translated as substantial or significant.
在其他经文里面这样翻译为主要的、重要的。
It's translated as having respect or power.
是受尊敬的或者有权力、有权威的。
In short, it means being in control or being in charge.
简而言之就是管辖或者控制人。
And when people begin to think of themselves as great, they make sure that other people know it.
当人开始认为自己很伟大的时候，他希望人家都知道。
That's how the world defines greatness.
这个是世俗怎样定义伟大的。
Being first or powerful.
作为第一，有能力。
Being in charge and making sure that other people know it.
管理确定其他人都知道他。
But Jesus has a different definition for greatness.
但耶稣对伟大有不同的定义。
Jesus wants them and us to redefine greatness.
耶稣希望他们和我们能够重新定义伟大。
He says that the greatness among his followers is not to be the greatness that we see in this world.
他咁讲话追随佢嘅人嗰个伟大同呢个世界上边嘅伟大系唔一样嘅。
At the beginning of verse 26, he says, "It shall not be so among you."
喺二十六节咁讲，只是在你们当中不可这样。
Don't pursue that type of greatness.
唔好咁样去追求嗰一种嘅伟大。
Instead, greatness is seen in service.
而嗰个伟大咧，系喺服侍当中去睇得出。
Those who are first are like those who are slaves.
愿为首嘅就好似作仆人一样。
In other words, the way up in the kingdom is the way down.
换言之，喺神嘅国度里边，去被高举嘅系要先透过降卑。
One pastor explained the greatness. The true greatness consists not in receiving, but in giving.
有一位牧师咁样解释，真正嘅伟大不在于去接受几多，而系给予多少。
True greatness is not seen in the absorption of good things, but in imparting good to others.
所以显示伟大之处唔系去自己私有几多，而系给予别人多少。
True greatness is not seen in being served by others, but in serving. Others.
真正的伟大不是去受人服侍，而是去服侍其他人。
So if they want to be great in Christ's kingdom, they will need to work at serving and sacrificing.
所以他们如果希望在神的国度里面成为伟大的，他们必须去服侍其他人和牺牲。
They will need to put others ahead of themselves.
他们需要将别人放在自己的之上。
And they'll do this because they're following the example of Christ.
他们这样做因为是跟随耶稣的榜样。
Jesus says that in verse 28.
耶稣在28节这么说。
We see greatness displayed here in what Jesus Christ does.
我们在这里看到耶稣所显示的伟大是怎样做出来。28节这么说。正如人子来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命作多人的赎价。
The way that Jesus' disciples can serve others and sacrifice for others is to look to him, to look to Jesus.
耶稣的门徒能够为人服侍，是因为他们能够效法耶稣。
Jesus, the Son of Man, came not to be served, but to serve.
耶稣做人子，他来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And this, he set for them and for us an example.
在这方面，他作为他们和我们的榜样。
Even though he's the King of the universe, he did not come so that he could be waited on.
就算他是这个宇宙真正的主，他没有因此去等别人来到去侍候他。
He didn't come expecting other people to do everything for him.
他没有等待其他人来到去为他做任何事情。
He wasn't some rich kid, spoiled brat who thought that his parents were servants.
他不像得那些富二代或者娇生惯养，以为父母是他们的工人一样。
He didn't force his disciples to wash his feet.
他没有来到去迫使那些门徒为他洗脚。
He says he came to serve.
他这么说，我来是为要服侍人。
He waited on others.
他来到去侍奉别人。
He provided for others.
他供应给其他人。
He served his parents.
他服侍他的父母。
He served his disciples, even washing their feet.
他甚至去服侍他门徒，帮他们洗脚。
And he sets the example because he expects us to follow his example.
他为我们立了这样的榜样，因为他要我们来到跟随他。
But Jesus came to do more than just provide an example.
但耶稣来不单单只去树立榜样。
Jesus' greatness is seen in his death.
他的伟大是在他的死当中去显出来。
In his death, he provided the greatest example of servanthood by fulfilling the will of the Father.
是通过去履行他上帝的心意，去树立了最伟大的门徒，那个仆人的榜样，是透过牺牲。
And he did this by suffering as a sacrifice, as a substitutionary sacrifice, a ransom.
他这样的牺牲是一个代赎祭，是一个祭牲一样。
The term ransom is a term that means the price paid for redemption.
祭牲那个意思是支付了欠的金额。
It's what's necessary for setting something or someone free from captivity or obligation.
就是要使那个被奴役的人或者是重新得到自由。
The ransom is the price.
那个的赎价是一个重价。
Jesus explains to his disciples that he came in order to give his life as a ransom.
耶稣解释给门徒听,
he says that he came to die. He came in order to die.
他这样说, 我来原是要为,
he came to surrender his life in a sacrificial death for many.
他白白地写他自己的生命成为一个活祭。
And it was this life of Jesus that was sacrificed on behalf of others that served as payment to God for the debt of sin.
而正是因为耶稣的生命为人去牺牲了，他付上了神要释放满身那个罪债那个重价。
The Bible says that we're all sinners.
圣经这样说, 我们每个人都是罪人。
And the wages of sin is death.
而罪的工价是死。
In other words, our sin results in death, that we are owed death because of our sin.
換句話說, 我們的罪導致死亡, 因為我們的罪, 我們欠了死亡一個債。
And because of this, God rightly and justly gives us death.
正因為我們的罪, 神很公平、很公正地給了我們一個死亡的代價。
But Jesus came to give his life as a ransom.
但耶穌來是要獻上他自己作為一個贖罪祭。
He came to give his life as a payment on behalf of or in the place of many. Jesus' death satisfied the debt that we owed to God. Jesus died in our place. He died so that you don't have to face God on judgment day and come up with a payment on your own.
耶稣这样牺牲, 以致我们在审判那个日子, 在上帝的面前, 不需要自己再支付那个死的代价。
Jesus has already paid for you.
耶稣已经为你来付上。
He came to give his life as a ransom for many.
他来到已经为你来去付上这个死亡的代价。
That's great news.
这个是最好的消息。
One pastor explains that this is the mightiest truth in the Bible.
有一个牧师这样说，这个是圣经当中最伟大的真理。
So let's take care that we grasp it firmly and never let it go.
让我们可以紧紧地去抓住去明白, 永远都不放开这一点。
Our Lord Jesus Christ did not die merely as a martyr.
我们的主耶稣基督的死不单止是一个殉道。
Jesus did not die merely as a splendid example of self-sacrifice and self-denial.
都不是自我犧牲舍己一个完美榜样。
Jesus died as a sacrifice for your sins.
耶稣的死是牺牲去代赎你的罪。
So if you haven't trusted in the work that Jesus came to do, why wait?
如果你还没接受耶稣那个工作，那个死，还等什么呢？
He offers this free gift of salvation to all who will accept him as he is.
他提供了救恩，是一个白白的礼物。
The one who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
他来是要,不是要受人的服侍,是要服侍多人。
Jesus is unlike anyone that you'll ever meet.
耶稣和你所认识的所有人不同。
You see, those who are considered great in this world, even those that we would call great leaders, they inspire others to serve them.
你看到这个世界上那些领袖,那些伟大的人物,要别人去服侍他们。
We would say they're really great, even if they can get other people to die on their behalf. But Jesus, the supreme leader of the heavenly kingdom, does the opposite. Rather than inspiring us to die for him,
与其他要我们去为他牺牲，他来到牺牲了为我们。
He inspires us by dying for us so that we will live for him.
他的死来激励了我们去为他而活。
And the way that he's calling us to live for him this morning is to redefine greatness.
而在今天早上，他呼唤我们去重新定义伟大的意思。
So that we do not pursue greatness in God's kingdom that's self-centered or self-exalting.
所以我们就不再以自我中心或者自我提升来去定义伟大。
But we pursue greatness in God's kingdom that is other-focused and Christ-centered.
反而我们去关顾别人、关心别人、去高举基督，成为在神国度里面伟大的意义。
So because of this, let me ask you this morning.
在这个基础上面，我去问大家一个问题。
How can you, moms and dads who want great kids, help your kids to pursue greatness, the kind that Jesus is talking about?
作为父母的你们怎么样去帮助孩子去追求耶稣所讲的那一种伟大呢？
Well, first, as parents, we need to check ourselves.
首先作为父母的我们需要去检视一下自己。
Are you like the mother of James and John?
你有没有好似雅各同埋约翰母亲咁样呢？
As a mom or a dad, you may be a Christian.
作为父母，你系一个基督徒。
You accept the authority of Jesus Christ.
你认识到耶稣嗰个权柄。
You trust His word.
你相信佢嘅说话。
You're seeking the best for your child.
你亦都希望你个仔女能够系得到最好嘅。
Even seeking them for to be great in Christ's kingdom.
甚至在神的国度里面去得到最好的位置。
But do you know what you're asking for?
你知道你所求的是什么吗？
Don't ask for your kids to be the first or the best or the greatest.
不要只是求你的孩子能够拿到第一位或者做到最乖最好的那一个。
Don't ask so that your kids can exercise authority or be significant.
不要希望孩子只是可以有那个行使权利或者显得很重要。
Ask instead for the greatness that Jesus displays.
去祈求他们能够好像耶稣所讲的那种伟大一样。
Ask Jesus for kids who will follow Christ's example even through suffering.
去祈求他们能够去好像耶稣一样 去成为伟大甚至要受苦。
Ask for kids who will give of themselves and serve others to do good to others by doing the will of God.
祈求神给我们的孩子去完成神的心意去服侍人家。
Ask God to give you kids who will point others to Jesus Christ.
去求神我们的孩子能够去引领别人去认识耶稣。
And remember that as you ask God for this kind of greatness,
但要记住当我们这样去求神是为着我们孩子伟大来到求的时候
that your request for greatness is really a request for suffering.
这样伟大那个的祈求是一个祈求要受苦的
so don't be surprised by that.
所以不要为这件事情来到去惊讶。
There are other things that you can do as a parent to work towards having kids who are great in the eyes of Jesus.
还有其他事情作为父母的可以去做。
One thing that you can do is consistently point to Jesus.
有一样经常可以做到的就是去引领孩子去到基督的面前。
Because he is the example.
因为他才是那一位的榜样。
He is the sacrifice that they need.
耶稣，单单是耶稣是孩子需要的那一个代赎。
It's his death that is the payment for their sins.
是他的牺牲才可能可以救赎到他们。
You cannot pay that debt.
你没办法来到去救赎他们。
You cannot save your kids, but Jesus can.
你没办法去救他们的生命，除了耶稣。
Another thing that you can do is set an example for your children.
另外一样就是去为你的孩子作一个榜样。
As you follow Jesus Christ, you can serve others and give to others.
当你去跟随耶稣的时候，你可以服侍人去供应给别人。
So do your kids see you serving others and giving to others?
但所以当你的孩子去见到你去为人服侍去供应别人的时候呢
Do they see this not as a show of your greatness, but an example of how great Jesus is?
他们不只是看到你有多伟大而是看到耶稣那个榜样在你的生命当中。
Another question you can ask yourself is the question that Jesus asked.
另一样可能可以问一问自己的一个问题耶稣也都有这样问
Can I drink the cup that he drank?
我可以喝他要我喝那个杯吗?
Are you willing to suffer for Jesus?
你愿意为耶稣受苦吗?
Are you willing to let your kids suffer according to the will of God?
你都愿意让你的孩子按照神的心意来受苦吗?
And I know that no one likes suffering.
当然我知道没人喜欢去受苦的。
It's not pleasant.
不是一件愉快的事情。
And as parents, we don't want to see our kids suffer.
作为父母，我们当然不希望见到孩子受苦。
But we need to stop sheltering our kids and trust them to the perfect will of God.
但是我们要停止对孩子那个庇护，来到去放手，让他在神的心意当中。
Another thing you can do is give up your dreams of having the perfect student.
另一样东西，我们可能要放弃 对孩子有一个完美的期望。
Give up your dreams of having someone who looks great on a college application.
去放弃你的仔女可以在那个大学申请表上面那一种的伟大。
A number of the teenagers that I work with have parents.
很多的小孩子我去青少年我跟他们的父母去相处的时候呢。
They have parents who care more about their kids' acceptance into college than they do about their acceptance before God.
他们去看重孩子能不能够进入一些大学更看重多过他们能不能够被神所接纳。
May God forbid that that is true of any of us.
求神来到去不要让这件事情发生在我们当中。
Instead of pouring energy into having a well-rounded, talented, and intelligent kid,
与其我们将所有的精力都放在孩子成为最天才、最优秀的一个的身上
pour yourself into having a child who's a great follower of Jesus Christ.
我们将我们精力来到投放在我们孩子怎么样能够成为一个好的门徒
someone who puts others ahead of themselves.
一个愿意将别人摆在自己优先
Who gives for the benefit of others?
愿意来到去分享给别人。
Who trusts Jesus and relies on Him?
愿意去倚靠神。
Greatness is not being first.
伟大不是来到作首先的。
Greatness is putting others first.
伟大是将别人摆在自己的前面。
So what is the type of greatness that you are seeking for your kids?
所以你对孩子那个的伟大所求的是什么呢？
But maybe you don't have kids.
甚至可能你没孩子。
You're not a mom or dad.
你不是一个父母。
Maybe you're a PhD candidate.
可能你是一个的博士生。
Or you're a working adult.
可能你是一个的成人的工人。
Or you're a single woman or a bachelor.
可能你是一个单身的男士女士。
Or you're married and you don't have kids.
甚至可能你已经结婚但未有小孩子。
You can also check yourself.
你可以咁样去检视自己。
Are you like the disciples?
你好似门徒一样吗
？I know that I tend to be.
我知道我嚟到去愿意咁样。
We think like they do in this passage that greatness means to be exalted.
我哋谂到伟大系好似被高举。
To be the ones calling the shots or to be first or in control.
伟大要嚟到去话事，嚟到去掌权嘅。
And we see that in the world around us all of the time.
而我哋喺呢个世界里边，经常都见到。
But as those who follow Jesus Christ, we need to change our thinking about greatness.
但系当我哋去跟随耶稣嘅时候，我哋要去对伟大有一个改观。
So do you see greatness the way that Jesus sees it?
所以当你去睇伟大嘅时候，系咪同耶稣所睇嘅一样呢
？Do you see it as service and self-sacrifice?
你系咪睇到要服侍同埋牺牲呢？
Something that we can all do is to remember our church theme this year.
有一样我们都可以做到的就是去看看今年我们教会那个的主题。
Our church theme is growing as servants of Christ.
去学习基督牧人的榜样。
We could easily change that to aiming for greatness in the eyes of Christ.
我们可以去这样修改或者去看成为追求耶稣那个伟大。
Because being his servant and being great, same thing.
因为去追求伟大的时候就是做仆人
Greatness in Christ's kingdom is seen in service
在神的国度里面那个伟大就是作为仆人
So how do we do this?
那我们怎么去做呢
Start by looking to Jesus
开始的时候去仰望耶稣
Turn to him for your salvation
去在他的身上得到救赎
And then turn to him for an example of what this kind of service looks like
去睇佢成为我哋个榜样
，and then turn to him for the strength that you need to do it。
当需要能力嘅时候，从佢身上边嚟支取。
And when you have your eyes on Christ, then you can start serving others。
当我哋咁样定睛仰望主嘅时候，我哋就能够去服侍别人。
See what you can do to meet their needs。
可以睇得到我哋点样去满足其他人嘅需要。
Maybe it means that you give your friend the first choice。
可能是代表你要给你的朋友去最好的
Or you clean up around the home
或者你在家里面来到去帮忙清洁
Or you cook dinner for your family
甚至可能你去预备一顿晚餐给你的家人
Or you give your neighbor a ride
甚至可能俾你嘅一个邻舍啊一个信徒嘅车。
Do what you can to serve others.
做你能够可以做到嘅咁去服侍人。
And as you serve, expect that you will suffer.
当你咁样做嘅时候，心中有时候会可以会受到苦嘅有时。
Others will make fun of you for your devotion to Christ.
有人甚至会去因为你咁样去服侍神嚟到去取笑你。
People may even treat you like a doormat and walk all over you.
有人嚟到去取笑你一个嘅受气袋。
When they do, you have to answer for yourself another question.
当你咁样样被嘲笑嘅时候，你可能心中有一个嘅答案。
Is Jesus worth the suffering?
耶稣配得咁样去受苦吗？
Am I willing to suffer for Jesus?
我愿唔愿意咁样去为主受苦呢？
And as you consider those questions, let me ask you another question.
当你能够去咁样谂嘅时候呢，我再问大家一个问题。
If Jesus thought that you were worth dying for,
若果耶稣去觉得你是值得他来到去受死的，
Don't you think that he is worth living for?
你觉不觉得你能够去愿意去为他而活呢？
Can you imagine what CBC jail would be like if we all aim for the kind of greatness that Jesus describes in verses 26 to 28?
能不能够想象到挪威尔教会若果每一个人都去这样去追求去定这个伟大为目标的时候，
CBCGL would be a community of servants.
我们这个教会就成为一个服侍的群体。
We'd be people who are willing to go out of our ways to benefit others.
我们愿意去舍己来到去服侍其他人。
We'd be people who want what is best and know that the best for ourselves and for others is to run to Jesus Christ.
我们就会知道，当我们知道最好的就是来到去同基督的同在。
And as we grow as servants of Christ,
当我们去 在基督那个仆人心智上成长的时候，
CBCGL will be a light to the community.
挪威尔教会就成为一个社区的一个明灯。
And we'll be a witness for Jesus Christ because we'll be living with the understanding that greatness is achieved through service.
我们就会成为基督一个见证，因为我们愿意去服侍他人。
As a parent this morning, is that the kind of greatness that you're aiming for your kids?
作为父母，我哋喺今个早上嘅时候，系咪就盼望我哋孩子有一个咁嘅目标咧？
And if you're not a parent, is this the kind of greatness that you yourself are pursuing?
若果你唔系父母嘅时候，这个伟大系咪你嘅目标咧？
The way to glory is the path of suffering.
嗰个荣耀嘅路系一个嘅受苦嘅路。
The way up in Christ's kingdom is the way down.
被高举是要先被去受接受降卑。
We look to and depend on Jesus Christ.
我们去仰望也都去依靠耶稣基督。
Because he has already served us and given himself up for us.
因为他已经为我们去受苦，为我们去服侍。
May God make you and your kids great by making you servants.
愿神来到去让你成为伟大，成为他的仆人。
To his name alone be the glory.
愿荣耀都单单归俾佢嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.